Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. God bless you today, and I pray today that you're having a wonderful day in the Lord. I'd like to pray for you. Lord, in Jesus' name, I pray that you touch everyone that's listening under the sound of my voice. I pray, God, that you bring them unto salvation and let them know how much you love them. I know that you bring us through your mercy and grace to the foot of the cross, that we may receive redemption through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. God, help us to never to back up on your word. Help us to preach without fear, without favor, and without compromise. Let us stand boldly and proclaim your word. Let us not fear what man will do, but to serve you, Lord, knowing that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For the last weeks, I've been in the book of Exodus, and I've been telling you how God told Abram what day he was going to deliver the people from bondage. 400 years before they were delivered, God told Abram what day he was going to deliver them, when he was going to deliver, how long they would be there. He told him what he was going to do and how he was going to do it. It's amazing to me that God has a plan of deliverance. You know what? It is astounding to listen to the news and listen to our leaders of our country trying to come up with some plan. When God told Abram what he was going to do 400 years before he even did it, God already had it planned out. You know, if just for one day, if this country would agree, just for one day as a nation, starting with all of our leaders, come together for one day and honor God and ask God to forgive us of the sin of our land and give us a plan. God has a plan for America. God has a plan for your family. God has a plan for you. If you'll just listen to him, heed his word, he'll show you what to do. He said in the book of James, he said, if you lack wisdom, ask me for it. I'll give it to you. I won't withhold it from you, but I'll give it to you. And it's astounding to know that God has a plan for our nation. God has a plan for our country. God has a way. But we go everywhere, do everything, come up with some of the most outlandish things when God has a remedy for our country if we would only turn to him and ask him for help. But we have invited him out of our land, invited him not to give us help. And of course, if you don't want the help, you don't receive the help is there, the help is not going to do you any good unless you receive it. But in Exodus chapter 12, verse 50, thus did all the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. And it came to pass the selfsame day that the Lord did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armies. See, God did exactly what he told Abram 400 years before this, what he was going to do. He did exactly what he said he was going to do. He did it exactly the way he said he was going to do it, and the exact time he was going to do it, and showed him even what the people was going to say before they said it. God had a plan of deliverance. They obeyed God's plan, and they came up out of bondage, and God bought them out of bondage, even passed them by the Egyptians' army, and they had no hope on them. Why? Because they followed God's plan. God will do the same thing today in our country, in our land, if we will follow his plan, and that's his word. If you will honor God today, and you will seek his face, turn from your wicked ways, he said he would hear from heaven, and he would heal our land. That's a promise God has made. God knows exactly what it's going to take to touch our economy. God knows exactly what to do to keep our country safe. God knows exactly what to do to bless and watch over our children. God knows exactly how to bring peace to our land. But you've got to receive his instructions before that plan can come into effect. Let me tell you, I'm begging you as an individual. I'm begging you as a city or town. I'm begging you as a state. I'm begging you as a nation. Do not veto God's law. Do not veto God's law. God is our only hope. God is our only help. He's a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Let me tell you something. No matter what your trouble is, no matter what you're facing, call on him. God has the plan. Don't veto that plan. Thank you for listening. God bless you.